Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
This is Bump and Stacy
on Seattle Sports.
Streaming through the Seattle Sports app.
Now, here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
Here we go now.
Happy Wednesday. You have matinee baseball coming your way at noon. First pitch from Rogers Center coming up for the afternoon. And then you're going to have a pregame show leading into that for an hour at 11, which means Bump and I are with you for just 1 hour from 10 to 11. Don't worry, though. We got a lot to cover. We are going to get to what I need to know to wrap things up, though. And since we're only 45 minutes away from that, you can get your questions in now. 866-979-3776. Get off my lawn coming up at 10:30. Before we get to any of it, though, Bump, let's take a look.
Hold on, Stace. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to cut you off.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I got to give a shout out to my nephew today, Victor. He turns 12 years old.
Aww.
My guy has got Mexican blood and Russian blood. He plays like Luca on the court. My little homie, what's up, Victor? Happy birthday, man. Love you.
Bon anniversary, Victor.
There you go. All right, thank
bon
you.
Bon anniversary.
Thanks for letting me do that.
We are taking a look at which top prospects are visiting with the Seahawks. We got a list of some intriguing names, so let's get to it. Our first name is not actually a top prospect. I did a horrible job for me teasing that, but it is a very interesting position, that being quarterback. Spencer Rattler, quarterback out of South Carolina, had a top 30 visit with the Seahawks. Here's what Mel Kiper had to say on ESPN Radio.
Colorado is going to be the number one pick overall, or be in line to be the number one pick overall next year. And Carson Beck from Georgia certainly will be a guy to keep an eye on to see if he develops like he has shown the promise already to be a high pick. And then we have to see how the transfers settle in. Cam Ward, you know, leaving Washington State, Miami. Uiagalelei going from Oregon State to Florida State. Things like that, I think we have to see how they develop, how those quarterback. Riley Leonard leaving Duke for Notre Dame. What happens there? But the two that really jump out are certainly Shador Sanders and Carson Beck.
Now, why are we playing this? Because, that is Mel Kiper Jr. talking about the top quarterbacks from next year's class. Spencer Rattler is this year's class. If the Hawks don't take a quarterback this year, are you comfortable with that list? I mean, again, Mel Kiper just ran off Shador Sanders, Carson Beck, Cam Ward. Those are the top names that are going to be available. So, Spencer Rattler, not a top name, but when I hear about a quarterback visiting with the Seahawks who's not going to be a high first-round pick, I wonder if this is a very realistic pick, because I don't know if Seattle's jumping into 2025 with their mouth watering looking at some of these.
Yeah, it's interesting, especially with the moves they've made, right? You brought Sam Howell over, but you have to check every box. Could you imagine if they didn't bring in a quarterback and say, what happens just in case? What if we get to this position in the draft, whatever position that is, we got a quarterback available, but we haven't done our homework on him and can't make like an educated guess or decision on it. But you point out something interesting. Next year's draft class don't look too good. It don't look too hot.
Not too great.
So we're gonna figure out how confident these guys are in their quarterback position fairly quickly. The thing I do like about Spencer Rattler, there are some things that I don't like about him. Him as a young man, if you watched the Netflix series QB1, didn't seem like a great leader. But there are some things that I do like about him. And he's played a lot of college football. He's been in the game 5 years, 1,300 passes or something like that he has to his name. So he's definitely worth a look. And, you know, he's just a product of his draft class. He's a product of just the gap between the top two and everybody else. But I'm rambling, Stacy. And
that's exactly what sports radio is for.
I'm rambling. Because I'm trying to put together just a scenario where I could see the Seahawks taking a quarterback, and I just can't do it.
In
this year's draft, I don't see it happening.
You can't see it happening at all?
I can't see it happening this year.
But what about what Mel Kiper just said, that next year's class is not that great?
Yeah, it's
and then John
great.
Schneider has wanted to take a quarterback since having Russell Wilson and lamented only ever taking Alex Magoo. You know that John Schneider wants to take a quarterback. You know.
He does.
You know that he's got Twitter fingers, trigger fingers ready, and he wants to take a quarterback. There is no world in which John Schneider doesn't draft one this year.
I think so. You got Sam Howell. That's why you brought Sam in next year. All right, let's talk about next year a little bit. All right, what if it doesn't work out with the way that you want to? You do have Sam Howell, who could be, I guess, some type of trade bait. I don't know what you're going to get out of him. You can use some draft picks to go and get you a veteran quarterback, because the way this team, I think, is going to be built is they're going to be ready to win right now. So with your quarterback situation this year, if you do draft a quarterback, it's not going to be a highly touted quarterback, but big ups Brock Purdy for making everybody a believer. And then you go into next year, look at that draft class. You might just go out and get a veteran. You might just say, this team's ready to win right now. Who's available? So, me, I don't think they're going to get a quarterback this draft. if they don't get a quarterback and it doesn't work out with Geno or with Sam Howell, they're going to look at bringing a veteran next year.
You don't think they're going to get a quarterback in
no
this
quarterback.
Class. I'm curious as to what. Okay, 866-979-3776. Join the Mac and Jack's text line. Do you think John Schneider leaves this draft without a quarterback? And before you answer, consider this. Number one, I am not saying that John Schneider is going to trade up and get one of the top quarterbacks in this class, nor do I think that he's going to take a quarterback at 16. I think they address the trenches there. However, John Schneider has said before that he laments not drafting more quarterbacks, if nothing else, to be able to do what the Patriots did with Jimmy G, swapping him to the 49ers, to be able to do what other teams have done, have this extra quarterback on your roster that maybe, you know, you have someone else that worked out, but now you have an extra second round pick. John Schneider loves draft picks, and John Schneider loves quarterbacks.
He already got his quarterback.
But he can find another one.
Here's the thing. All right, if he does bring in a quarterback, all right, you convinced me. 70-30, he doesn't bring in a quarterback. But if he were to bring in a quarterback, it's going to be late in the draft and a guy that they don't expect to do much, honestly.
Which is a Spencer Rattler.
As a Spencer Rattler type of guy, I guess. But I just don't see it happen. I think they already made a move. You spent a third-round pick to get Sam Howell, right? Is that what you got him for? Mm-hmm. A third-round pick?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's him drafting a quarterback in his eyes, because I look at Sam Howell and I think he's more than capable of being a quarterback in his league. We've already seen that, right? He put together a decent season last year. Yes, he threw a lot of interceptions, but he threw 21 tutties and over 4,000 yards. So I think in his mind, he's already drafted a quarterback. Could I see it happen? I guess. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't think so.
I'll say this. What I don't think is going to happen is that they have three quarterbacks on the roster. That's not happening. So you could make the case that, well, they paid Geno, they gave up a third rounder already for Sam. Those are the two they're going to carry on the roster. But might John Schneider see someone in the seventh round and just kind of say, you know what? Let's just do it.
You know what?
Let's just do it.
God dang it. That's why.
This guy isn't going to go to another roster. We'll slip him through waivers, put him on the practice squad, keep him here. They're not carrying three on the active roster.
You know what? You frustrate me, and I appreciate you at the same time.
You're welcome.
Because now I'm going through every scenario in my head, and I go, all right, when would he get a quarterback? The Hawks get a quarterback if Michael Penix is available in the third round, which ain't going to happen. That's the only way I see him grabbing a quarterback. If a Penix, a Bo Nix, that caliber quarterback is available in the third round, then I think they get it. After that, after the top five or top six are gone, we're going to throw Drake May in there, then I think he goes, we got a later round draft pick already in Sam Howell. We already got our guy. So now you got me thinking about all these dang scenarios.
I know, but it's because I always think of John Schneider saying that he wished they would have drafted more.
Yeah.
It is rare that you have a GM come out and say, I wish I wouldn't have done this, or I wish I would have done this. And one of the things that he has publicly said is he wished he would have drafted more quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Here's an opportunity to do it.
Next year's class isn't
especially strong.
You got an opportunity.
I know.
Again, why bring in a young buck then?
Well, again, the Sam Howell thing is kind of throwing a wrench, because they're not going to have three. So it's like, well, what are you going to do? Who's the third? Who's the odd man out?
Yeah. Sam Howell has to show up to these voluntary trainings and be out of shape and try to throw with his left hand
and not get into a drop.
He has to mess this thing up.
Let's see. Someone said, I'm with Bump, 70-30, they don't take a quarterback. If they had not gone for Sam Howell, I'd say keep your eyes peeled for a second-round quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were to trade back and get a second-round pick, they don't have one now. But I am working with the knowledge that they are going to need to find that John Schneider wants to draft a quarterback, wants to draft more quarterbacks, and yet if he keeps Sam and Geno on the active roster, needs to find someone late enough where you can slip him through to your practice squad. So that's the only way it works out, which is why I'm kind of like intrigued by it. Spencer Rattler could be like a fifth round pick. I don't know where he's mocked.
Unfortunately,
I'm not a huge South Carolina fan.
Me either. You know, the women's basketball team, but the men's football team,
amazing
not so
season
much
for them. Let's move on to our next player here. Another visit was with Edge, Jared Verse out of Florida State. Nick Bumgardner explaining that he's a perfect fit for what Mike McDonald does on defense.
This was kind of a best player available situation, but also, you know, knowing Mike McDonald and what he's been able to do over the years. Verse is a guy he's actually really good. He's one of the top, you know, two in the class that actually would qualify, you know, as a top-end first-round pick. He's long, he's explosive, he's got, you know, bend, all that sort of stuff. He could be a three-down player, he's got coverage range. You know, McDonald made his bones nationally at Michigan with Aiden Hutchinson and really unlocked a lot of stuff with him as an edge that, you know, helped turn him into the player that he's become. And, you know, during that year they were together, he took him and moved him around and did a bunch of stuff. I think a versatile, athletic pass rusher who can also defend the run and then drop and cover is a guy that McDonald can really do a lot of cool stuff with.
Does a pick of Jared Verse intrigue you for Seattle?
Now you're talking my language, speaking my language, I should say. Yeah, it does intrigue me. Jared Verse, 6'4", 254 pounds. We just heard about how versatile this young man is. He's played a lot of football, and he made, what is that? He made Bruce Feldman's 2023 freak list at number 26. Just a guy who was freakishly athletic and talented. I see that you need those type of dudes on defense. Can you see this young man? Well, when I watched film on this young man, I could see him. This is how I view anyone on defense with this Seahawks defense. Can I see them wearing that purple and black for Baltimore? Is it that type of player? And I think Verse is exactly that. He's that type of player. He is what the league is becoming. You're starting to get these 6'4", 6'5", 250 guys who don't just get after the quarterback but are good in space, right? Can drop into the flat and take care of that zone if need be. So, yes, versatility, that's what you need on defense. The only guys who don't have to be versatile on the defense these days are your one tech and your three tech. Take on the double teams, get to the quarterback. If you're on the edge, the second level, in the secondary, you got to be able to do a bunch of things. Jared Verse can do that.
I'm very intrigued by their options, outside linebacker, by what they do at edge rusher, because they have Ichenna Nwosu coming back. We saw pictures the Seahawks posted of him at offseason training. We know that he was really impactful for them. He was their best outside linebacker, really, and unfortunately was injured with a torn pec. And you saw the impact that absence had on the rest of their defense. I really liked what I saw from Boye Mafe. I hope he works out as not just a second-round pick, but as a byproduct of the Russell Wilson trade. I'm not confident that he will. Like, this is a team that when I look at it, I don't see this top-tier elite edge rusher slash outside linebacker that I'm like, that guy is absolutely getting double-digit sacks. Yeah. Now, Mike McDonald last year with Baltimore had a defense that didn't necessarily have that guy. Justin Madubuike did have double-digit sacks, but they didn't have a Nick Bosa. They didn't have a guy coming out there getting 15, 16, 17, 18 sacks.
Nah, it's by committee. And that Ravens defense was kind of built from the inside out. You took care of the inside with your middle linebackers, your inside linebackers. You took care of the inside with Madubuike, and then you added, you found something in a Van Noy, I believe, is over there still, and then with Jadeveon Clowney, who is now with, who's he with now? He's with somebody else now. But anyway, they started from the inside out. That's how I think you typically should build a defense, and I think that's what they're trying to do here. But again, if you're going to play on that edge, you got to be able to do a lot. So could you imagine a guy like Jared teamed up with Ichenna Nwosu? I think people forget who and what Ichenna is to this defense. Man, he is a guy that can do the things that you're going to ask these edge rushers to do, which is get after quarterback and drop in the zone, reroute these running backs out the backfield, put hands on a tight end every now and then. I see Jared doing that. So build the defense inside out. They started their first big signings, not big signings, but signings that they had this year were Dotson and Baker, right? Take care of the middle, work your way out. I like that approach. That's what they're going to do. I wouldn't be mad at Jared.
I want to take a very quick 30-second step back to the quarterback conversation. I'm seeing a lot of questions on the Mac and Jack's text line. Well, what about the new rule about carrying three quarterbacks and the emergency quarterback? So that is not for the 53-man roster. That is for the 46-man game day roster that you can have now an emergency quarterback that will have to be part of the 53-man roster but won't count against that game day one. So that
it will come from the practice squad.
It will come from, yes. So This does not mean you get a 54th player on your roster if he's a quarterback. This means that on game days, you can have that emergency quarterback.
Suit him up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just want to make that very clear. When I say I don't see them carrying three quarterbacks, I mean they have very rarely, very infrequently had three quarterbacks on the 53-man roster.
And also, I mean, to make it on practice squad, you got to go through waivers. So imagine they do draft a Spencer Rattler and they say, you know what, we're going to cut you. Sit tight. Mm-hmm. I've been cut before. You know what you do? You sit at home and say, is anybody going to pick me
I'm
up?
Not gonna sit
is anybody
going
to pick me up? What's going on? And then all of a sudden, no one picks you up. And then they expect you at practice and you're an hour late. It was crazy. That whole process was nuts to me. I got cut. I'm sitting at home. Yeah. Like, we're putting you on a practice squad. Yep. And I'm just waiting with my bags ready to go. And then halfway through practice, you run out on the field. I don't think Spencer would make it through the cracks that
I don't either. He's too much of a name already for another team not to take a swing, especially with such a low risk flyer. Like, oh, we're claiming him off of waivers once he's released by Seattle. But I look at next year's class, which isn't promising at the top. And then I consider that John Schneider, and this is prior to this year. This is not John Schneider putting up a smokescreen saying, yeah, we might take a quarterback. This is something John Schneider has said many times over the last several years, that he regrets not trying to add a quarterback when Russ was still here.
What did he say his approach is going to be, though?
It's the best player available.
Best available.
Right.
He's not going to look at that quarterback spot and say, you know what? We ain't draft a quarterback in a minute.
Let
me go ahead and get that.
My pet theory is that he would like to once again find a franchise passer, as any GM would. That's not even like unique to me.
What if he thinks he has it already? In Samuel Howell. What if he thinks he has it? Schneider does is quarterbacks.
Do you think he has it with Sam Howell?
I don't know. I haven't seen enough yet.
Okay.
I ain't seen enough.
Well, that makes fall very
interesting. But probably not.
We'll find out. Let's get to Headline Rewrites.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Headline Rewrites.
We must make headlines.
The real story behind the headlines in today's news with Bump and Stacy.
Headline number one, same story as the last few nights, as the Mariners couldn't muster much of anything offensively in a 5-3 loss to the Blue Jays. What's the real headline?
The Mariners are making headline rewrites a little too easy by playing the same game over and over. It's like the headline writes itself, so a third of my job is done. However, I would love for it to be different. I said that the Mariners would muster up 6 runs for the first time in a game this season. It would finally happen last night. I don't know why I said it. I was just trying to will it into existence. I failed. That didn't end up happening. Now, you did have a 2-run home run by Mitch Haniger. You had some damage done late. It was too little too late for this team, unfortunately.
This replay. I feel like this whole season's been on replay so far. At least the last, they've lost 6 out of the last 7 games.
Yeah.
It's been tough so far, man. You're still looking for a glimmer of hope. You get it, I guess, a little bit with Canzone going yard. You got Mitch going yard as well. Just not enough, man. I feel like we keep doing the same old thing.
And we know that this is subject to change, that it's a very long season, and patience is always required of baseball fans and of players. I know that. But I also don't think that any Mariners fan who's looking at this team going, ooh, that doesn't look good, it's like being wild or reading into something. It's not fun watching these games right now. Like, there is a frustrating offense, a frustrating team to watch right now. Do they have the potential to be much better? Absolutely. Let's see if they can actually do it today in a matinee game.
Headline Rewrites.
Headline number two, King County prosecutors have filed charges of second and third degree rape against former University of Washington running back Tybo Rogers. Despite the incident, which occurred in the fall, Rogers played in both college football playoff games. What's the real headline?
Kalen DeBoer is going to have some questions to answer at Bama.
Yeah, man, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. How, like, the way Kalen handled this should cause concern at Bama. But something tells me that Bama's going to be like, look, that's no longer your problem. You are now rolling with the Crimson Tide. Don't worry about the purple and gold. That is that's their problem now, which is unfortunate. I think whatever happens under a coach's watch, he needs to be held accountable. He needs to answer questions and try to help figure this out, because he left a mess and he's starting all over in Bama. He's going to have some questions to answer.
Alyssa Charleston of Fox 13, who's an excellent sports reporter, posted a video of Jed Fish answering questions from reporters, one of whom was a reporter. It was not Alyssa. Asked a question of Jed Fish, like, kind of an aggressive line of questioning of like, but that's a lie, but he was still here. Clearly didn't understand that Fish was a new head coach. Now, my guess is that this is a news reporter who is currently covering this story and not an actual sports reporter, who would most certainly know that Jed Fish was new. That being said, I guess at least, you know, Jed Fish suspended the player, moved on. I would hope that Jed Fish found out not via this story being reported publicly, but via the school letting him know that there was an ongoing investigation, presumably. I would hope that that was the
case. Somebody give him the heads up.
Yeah, someone give him the heads up that, like, there's this investigation ongoing. And by the way, for anyone saying, oh, you know, if you're innocent until proven guilty, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, in a court of law, you are innocent until proven guilty. All of that's true. However, this is not just a court of law. There's a Title IX investigation. There's school laws. There's NCAA bylaws. There's team rules. This is much this is very complicated, and it sure feels to me, as a UW alum, as a football fan, and as someone who has followed these cases and how they're investigated, that there should have been some more investigation happening that wasn't. And it is hard for me, as a skeptic, to not wonder, oh, is that because running back depth was an issue in those college football playoff games?
Unfortunately, somewhere along the lines, I'm pretty sure that has something to do with it. Mm-hmm. If this were in the good old years when you went to UW, an 0-12 type of team, I think that this would have been blasted. They would have taken care of it. There's something that they're doing right. But because they're making a run at the national championship, something tells me that they covered this up a little bit.
Yep.
Headline rewrites.
Headline number three, the Kraken shut out the Coyotes last night 5-0. But more importantly, Shane Wright had his fourth goal in four games since being recalled. What's the real headline?
Good news for a team that's about to enter a long offseason.
I believe the children are our future. Okay.
There we go. Say something about Shane.
We're seeing it, okay? The children are our future, Shane. You keep doing what you got to do. Changes have to be made, though. What changes are going to be made, we'll see. But, I mean, keep bringing these prospects up, man. Let them skate.
I believe that children are our future. Speaking of, you know who's debuting tomorrow in MLB? That would be the number one prospect in baseball, Jackson Holliday. We all hit this point in our life where we go, I'm sorry, whose son is what? Now, I already knew Jackson Holliday was the son of Matt Holliday. However, I had forgotten that his father was just 44 years old.
That's nuts.
So, like,
he had him young.
Yeah. That one hit me hard.
that was tough. 10 years ago, Buster Olney tweeted something about, like, he watched Jackson Holliday take BP at one of his dad's games and, like, get in now on Jackson Holliday. He's going to be a future All-Star. And he was like 12 years old at the time. People were like, what are you doing tweeting about a 12-year-old?
And then
people,
now he's the number one prospect in baseball.
Holy cow, what did you know, Buster?
Maybe a little something about baseball. That guy seems to know. All right, once again, Bump and I have a short show. We are with you for just another 35 minutes or so. Get your questions in for What I Need to Know. It's coming up at 45 after. Any question you have, text it to the Mac and Jack's text line, 866-979-3776. We are sending you at 11 to the Mariners pregame show. You have a noon first pitch out at Rogers Center. Before we get to that, time for Get Off My Lawn, and it's coming your way next.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
What I need to know coming your way in 15 minutes. Get your questions in now, 866-979-3776. I've already got a couple, but I could use a few more. Again, 866-979-3776. That's the Mac and Jack's text line. Right now, though, we're getting to Get Off My Lawn. Michael Bumpus.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Has three things today he's got to get off his chest. He's got to complain about, and, you know, it might be making you feel a little curmudgeonly, but you got to say it. So what do you got for us today, Bob?
Curmudgeonly?
Curmudgeonly.
The heck, man. Step my Scrabble game up. Curmudgeonly? Okay.
Curmudgeonly just sounds like the thing it describes, too.
Yeah.
Curmudgeonly.
Yeah. Okay. I feel 100%. All right. It's Wednesday. It's time to get off my lawn, man. The first one, I gotta call out one of my teams, man.
Oh.
Do not like the way. Now, I almost didn't talk about this because I heard someone on ESPN talk about it, and I go, you stole this from me. I've been holding on to this for like a week. But you dang Dodgers, man. The way you guys handled that situation with the young lady and her fiance who caught the ball, you guys treated her as if she was a criminal and separated her from her fiance. Could you imagine if someone came and separated from you from your dude, Curtis? Could you imagine catching a baseball and security comes and separates Brenner from you? Could I imagine if security came and separated my wife from me and
hands
got her in a corner?
Thrown.
Right. I don't know. Don't hands. We need you at work the next day. Okay. Yeah. We'll get arrested.
Bro, we can't have you in security. We can't have you in Mariners
jail. Oh, no.
But the way they handled that was ridiculous, right? And then they threatened to not authenticate the ball if they don't give it to her. Then they give the ball to them, excuse me. And then to make it worse, Ohtani implied that he talked to the people and took pictures with them and made everything everything okay. That's not okay. All right, in a world where it's getting all crazy, you got to protect your loved ones. You do not corner a young lady at that. I'm old school. Call me old school, okay? You do not corner a young lady, separate her from her man, and pressure her to do something that she might not want to do. You don't know. Her fiance, husband, whoever it was, could have had some sound advice. Like, you know what, babe? Let's just give it to him. We'll take the bat in the hat or whatever they want to. The bat in the hat, cat in the hat, Dr. Seuss bars. All right? We'll take whatever, and we'll just enjoy the rest of our evening. But no, the way they handled that was ridiculous. You are the Los Angeles Dodgers, for crying out loud. You're one of the most recognizable franchises in all the world, Craig, and you handled this like you were a minor league team in Arkansas somewhere.
Yeah.
That Verlander just shows up and he throws a no-hitter and now you're jacking the ball. It was just so classless. I'm embarrassed to be a Dodger fan right now. You don't do that, especially to a woman. I'm old school, man. Open the door.
Open the door for your lady.
Thank you. I also agree that I don't know if security was just ill-advised. Maybe they were trying to go out there and bully and manhandle their way through it. But, like, that is not how you handle it. And I swear, sometimes people get a tiny bit of authority. A tiny bit of authority, and they go crazy with it.
Like that security guard at Walgreens. You see that? There's a security guard at Walgreens that accused this young lady of stealing. And my man got flashlight. He got guns on the hip. I'm like... Security at Walgreens is like that? Now, I understand. I live out in the country. I'm in Monroe. Maybe it's a bit different. But in Seattle, I guess it goes down at the Walgreens. Come on, man. You don't scare women like that. Don't scare anybody like that. But me, I'm a husband. I'm a father. I got a daughter. I could not imagine my daughter being in that situation and being even a little shook. I don't like it.
What's next?
All right, next. It's the greatest week in golf this week.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
It's the greatest week in golf this week.
Here we go.
All right? And now... I need Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, you got to finish the dang tournament. I'm so tired of Tiger Woods not finishing the tournament. I understand you almost lost your leg. I get that, Tiger. That's real. I understand your back is all jacked up. I understand that, Tiger. In 2021, let me change it. 2021, Tiger did not finish the U.S. Open. In 2022, the PGA Championship did not finish. In 2022, the British Open did not finish. In 23, the Masters, he didn't finish that either. In 2024, he didn't finish his dang tournament. His own tournament, he didn't finish. Tiger, this is for me. I'm being selfish. Yes, it's for me. No, it's for me, and it's for all the middle-aged men out there who live for this week of golf.
Yeah.
We live to see you on Sundays wearing that red.
Yeah.
We live to see the club twirl after you just smack a long iron in the middle of the fairway. We live for those moments.
Yeah.
The last time I saw you ball out was, 2019 in those Masters, and I appreciate that moment, but I'm holding on to you, Tiger. You're one of my favorite athletes of all time. My other favorite athlete already passed away. God rest his soul, Kobe. Tiger, we need you to finish.
That's right.
I don't care if you're 22 over. Well, you won't make the cut if you're 22 over, but let's be respectful about this stuff, all right? But, Tiger, we need you to finish. It ain't about you this week, Tiger. It's about us. It's about the guys wearing the khaki shorts and the dad hats and the college shirts that are going to follow you all around Augusta National, all right? I need you to finish. Tiger, please do this for me.
Finish the tourney. Finish the tourney. Say it with me now.
Finish
the tourney.
Let's go, Tiger.
Finish the tourney.
I need you, Tiger. This is serious, man.
Our last hype train is what?
Hype train?
I'm a man.
Get off my lawn.
All right, man. This is embarrassing, dude. This one's embarrassing. I saw a commercial the other day, and it was for Skechers. Handless slip-on shoes.
Bump.
And I looked at them. I go, those things are comfortable. Look at that. Could you imagine just sitting on the side of your bed and just sliding your feet in there? But I'm not going to do it. But what I am going to do is Nike, Adidas, all y'all. Y'all got to step your game up, man. You got to step your game up. All right, I'm 38. I'm almost 40. I'm a man. I'm looking at that Skechers commercial, and I'm going, dang, if those weren't Skechers. I'd rock those. I don't have to bend over and, you know, you put your finger behind your foot and slide your foot in your shoe. You just sit there and slide your feet in. Nike, Adidas, Reebok, all y'all, step your game up. I need shoes that I can just put on without having to touch them, all right? You got shoes you don't have to touch. You just put them on.
Uh-huh.
Why can't I have shoes that aren't Skechers, though?
Mine are heels.
I don't need Skechers. Skechers, you're doing your thing, man. And maybe it's because I'm getting old and I'm looking at you different. I'm looking at you different, Skechers, but I'm not there yet. If I ever walk in here with Skechers, Curtis, just know that I got a hell of a bag for that. I got a bag. I got an NIL deal. They hooked your boy up, all right? I don't want to do that. Nike, I need y'all right now because those shoes look too comfy, man.
You know you're getting washed when you just don't have time to tie your shoes
I simply
anymore.
Don't. You know you're washed because I know the commercial Bump is talking about, and it's this woman going, Skechers, and she's going to the grocery store, and she just steps into the shoes, and she keeps walking, and she's like, she's also like too young to be doing this, but of course she's on here like, when you go to the grocery store and you don't have time to tie your shoes, your knees hurt.
And you feel her.
No, I don't.
You feel her.
No, I do not.
You're not living in your reality, Stacey.
What do you mean in my reality? I don't want those shoes.
You don't want, you're
I'm
fighting
okay tying my shoes.
I don't want them
I'm
neither.
I'm not fighting anything.
I don't want them neither, but I look at them and I go, just throw a different sign, a little brand on that thing and we're good to go.
Bump. I say this respectfully, and I say this with love. This is the oldest thing you've said.
It is.
This is the most washed segment of Get Off My Lawn I've ever heard.
Y'all are family. Is this not a safe space? Can I not be vulnerable and let you know that I sat there?
You can say what you want, but you will be dragged.
I'm watching a Mariners game. Obviously, it's Mariners, so you know they got middle-aged men watching this thing, and they put on the commercial, and I sat there and go, those are nice. Those are nice. But
you
can't
kind of are the target audience for a lot of Mariners commercials.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I am. I'm a middle-aged dude watching baseball.
Next commercial. Do your joints hurt?
That's
are
me.
Are you tired of chewing food?
Hey, I'm just saying, Skechers. If you toss me a bag, though, I'll do it. I mean, I'll do it if you toss me a bag.
I fully believe that you would rock Skechers. You would rock anything if they were like, we got an NIL deal for Bump.
Facts.
What I'm waiting for is for you to have a live read after sitting here talking about Skechers slip-ons being life-changing, that Skechers reaches out to the sales department and they're like, we got to get this guy.
Get me. 206 says, Bump, type in Google shoe, no shoelace Nikes. They're out there. No. Yes, those are out there. These are different.
How are these different?
You don't have to touch them. You just slide your foot in. I had Nikes without the laces. No, what were those shoes back in the day? Prestos? You used to rock the Prestos back in the day. I'm telling you, they're different.
How are they? Is it like you just, how do you not
you
step
have to
out
touch
of them?
Them? You don't touch them. It's modern technology, Stacey. Come on. Come on.
It's called slip-ins?
So they're not slip-ons. I don't understand how you don't step out of them, though.
Yeah, they're slip-ins.
They use technology from NASA.
It looks like the heel of the shoe is a little kind of flimsy, and you just
I'm
going to
be doing some research
in.
During the break. We got a hit break, though, but we're coming back answering your questions. Get your questions in for What I Need to Know, 866-979-3776. Any question, text it now.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross.
From the Mac and Dax text line, this is so unbelievably embarrassing that I'm writing this down, but it is just different. Bump's right. Maybe it is NASA. I've worn the Nike Air Pegasus permanent laces/zip-up slip-on for over 10 years. I have to use my hands to put those shoes on to go for a run, but somehow the Skechers slip-ins right on hands-free. They don't slip off when you're walking, when you need to take the dog out real quick.
Exactly.
People are telling you to go get these shoes. Fight
exactly.
The power, Bump. Fight the power. Don't do it. Don't do it. You got 2 more years.
I mean, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I just said that they looked a bit appealing sitting on my couch.
What I need to know, I have a Reggie update.
Oh.
I don't want to make anyone panic. I don't want to make anyone too excited, but I do have a Reggie update from Isaac and Everett. Okay. Isaac did send in a question that we'll answer first. First, what I need to know, how many seconds do you wait until you give a short beep, beep, beep at the car in front of you when the light turns green?
3 to 5 seconds.
5 seconds is a long time.
1, 2, 3.
3.
Beep, beep. Yeah.
Yeah. 3. Okay, his Reggie update. For those who don't know, Isaac's wife works from home and her coworker, this guy who we named Reggie, who was anonymous. We don't know his real name, but we named him Reggie. Offered one day to bring Isaac's wife a pastry from a pastry shop in South Seattle. His wife works from home in Everett. That is a drive. So we were suspicious of Reggie. We don't trust Reggie. We're wondering what Reggie's doing. And the wife was like, we're just friends. And Isaac was, what I need to know was, am I crazy or is my wife wrong?
Uh-huh.
So this is Isaac's update. Isaac and his wife, are going out on the town to see Fortune Feimster this weekend. It's the wife her work function. Originally, it was only us and another couple, but it turns out we ended up with an extra set of tickets. Well, 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 you'd never guess who the wife wanted to invite. That's right, Reggie and this other co-worker gal. I said, okay, whatever. Don't want the tickets to go to waste. No news yet on if they're going with us, so we'll see. The Reggie news has really slowed up since I texted the show.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the news has slowed up. But I would have said something. I actually, you know what? I don't rock with Reggie. I don't like the way. I don't like your relationship.
Yeah.
And I preferred to let these tickets go to waste. I would have just let them go to waste.
Be honest, though. If there was a coworker of Jen's who you thought he clearly likes Jen, he is clearly trying to talk to Jen.
Yeah.
Would a tiny part of you be curious to see him in person and meet him in person?
Not
even a little bit?
I'll give you. I'm sure Jen ain't listening. So there's this.
What if she is?
If she's listening, then she'll concur. There's this, and I love when I'm right, Curtis, because, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
When it doesn't happen often.
When you're just right and there's no arguing. Anyway, so my wife, she is like the day-to-day person of our business. You know, first contact, Jen Bumpus, she runs that thing. And you hire trainers. You know, there's a quick, you know, turnover with trainers. Okay. It's a young man's game, young woman's game. So this one trainer slides into DMs. Hey, would love to work with you and your company and blase, blase. And then she's asked me about this dude. I go, I don't know about that guy. She's like, well, this is what he said. And I'm just reading between the lines. And I go, Jen, he is shooting his shot. Mm-hmm. Trust me. No, he's not. Everything's fine.
Background, by the way, Jen is objectively beautiful.
I'm going to appreciate that. You know, we'll bring him in for an interview, yada, 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 right? So we ended up not hiring this dude. This guy trains for another club and just got fired because he was sleeping around with the moms.
Well, wow.
And she tells me this.
A dog.
She tells me this, and I look at her, she goes, I know. I go, hey, you know what I mean? Every now and then, you just got to listen to your boy.
Jen. I would also just assume it because she really, Jen really is pretty. So it's like, I'm just going to kind of assume that's what's happening.
Hey, if a guy,
you know, hey,
you know, respect. Shoot.
Respect.
You know?
What I need to know, Maura and Salk are going to have a 200-meter race in a couple weeks. That's exciting. I think Maura is about to body bag Salk. Who you got?
I got Dooley all day.
Yeah. All day.
Her strides are going to be.
Her stride is going to.
Every three steps Salk takes.
Maura Dooley
Maura's
is
taking one.
5'11"? 5'10"?
Salk looks like one of those runners who thinks they're going faster if they tuck their chin.
Maura was also Maura was also a model, so she's used to going down that runway. You know what I mean? I feel like she's got a stride. Like, she could probably just catwalk down there and do it. Yeah, I got Maura all day. Let's see. What would you do? What I need to know. What would you do if you had a road rage moment with somebody and you knew their car and you knew their face and later they showed up with you at somebody's dinner party, etc.? What do you say to them, if anything, if you were the one with the rage in that situation?
You gotta apologize. My bad, man.
What if they don't know you?
If they don't know it was me, I'm not saying anything.
If they do not know it was me, I am keeping it to myself. Nah, some secrets should not be shared.
I'm gonna play games. I'm like, man, road rage is crazy, right? People just don't just merge.
Or being
know?
Man, I hate when people cut me off. Oh, there was some guy today. Oh, man.
And then say the car you were driving. Yeah. You too? What? That's crazy. And then they're like, let me walk you to your car. Let's see. What I need to know. They said, I'm having the old man procedure today. After prep and procedure, what I need to know, what's your recovery movie or show?
Recovery movie. I can watch The Waterboy 1,000 times for some reason. I don't know what it is about that dang movie. If it is on, I'm going to give it at least 20 minutes of my time. So I start with The Waterboy and probably end with like Naked and Afraid or something like that.
Naked and Afraid on Discovery?
Yeah.
That is a fun watch.
Yeah.
Someone said, wasn't Maura a college athlete?
I don't think she was.
So. I've never heard about Maura being a college athlete, but I do know that she is long and lean and a walking machine. And she's gonna put it down. What I need to know is, Scott Service finished if the Mariners don't make the playoffs this year?
Maybe.
I think he might be.
I think there you could go other directions with trying to fix this team, but he's working with what he's been given. That's the messed up part about this thing. But you know, GMs or something like GM skips are the first ones to go, you know?
What I need to know, Bump, would you rock the Skechers slip-ins if Stacy dressed in all teal for a day?
No.
Wow. No. That's rude.
Stacy doesn't even have all teal.
I do.
You got one item.
I do have one item, but doesn't that count if I just wore that and then like some jeans?
No, we're talking teal all pants, teal shoes.
No, I want to. If you put a teal woman's suit on,
I would rather.
I'd do it.
I would rather die. Someone said True Detective's a good binge watch. I mean, yeah, season one. Someone said the Salk chin tuck to run faster comment has me dead. Oh, it really was a good one, Curtis. Good job on that one.
Thank you.
Let's see if I can squeeze in one more question. Just got my tickets to SmackDown. Y'all gonna attend the event?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't
Would
know if
you
I'll
go
be...
if you had tickets though.
If my kids wanted to go, I'd
I
go.
Feel like you. It's one of those things where you go and, like, surprisingly have fun. Like, that's how I feel about
I'm
it.
Saying,
I'm saying it because that's how I'd feel. I'd be like, no thanks, and then I'd show up and be like, wait
here's
a minute.
Here's how I see it. AEW hooked it up for us. They got us prime seats. WWE, you want to top AEW your prime competition? Hook a show up.
Oh, bro, we will shameless. We'll talk about you all day.
Yeah,
we'll have a four-hour
exactly.
recap. We will be shameless with it. All right, you guys, that will do it for us today. We have a short show because we are sending you to Matinee Baseball. First pitch at Rogers Center coming up at noon. You got the Mariners pregame show coming your way next. Looking for a win. Let's hope the Mariners can actually get this thing done. Don't go anywhere. It's all coming your way next.